98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. In Gaza, doctors say they're almost at a catastrophic level because they have no fuel to keep the generators and lights on in hospitals. ABC's Ian Pannell is on the border in Israel.
Even those whose job it is to care for the wounded are overwhelmed. Some hospitals have been forced to close for lack of fuel. Others reportedly on the brink of collapse. Overcrowded and using generators that'll soon stop running, according to health officials.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees warns that without immediate fuel deliveries, it'll have to sharply cut back on humanitarian aid. Israel says Hamas has been stockpiling fuel for months. Republicans in the House have picked Louisiana's Mike Johnson, a staunch ally of former President Trump, as their nominee to be the next Speaker of the House. Sources tell ABC News that Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, has secured immunity from special counsel Jack Smith to testify in the election interference case on a promise that his statements won't be used against him. This is ABC News. That off-duty pilot accused of trying to cut the power to a plane's engines mid-flight is now on suicide watch at a jail in Oregon. More from ABC's Alex Stone.
On Tuesday, now former Alaska Airlines Captain Joseph Emerson pleaded not guilty to charges that include 83 counts of attempted murder. His attorney...
reserve all rights read into the record this morning, enter a not guilty plea on all counts.
Prosecutors say Emerson told police he consumed magic mushrooms about 48 hours before the flight. Had been depressed for a while and felt like he was in a dream trying to wake up when he tried to turn off the engines, which would have made the plane a giant glider. Alex Stone, ABC News.
More layoffs as the UAW strike against carmakers closes in on 6 weeks. More than 140 workers at a GM metal stamping plant in Ohio have been told not to show up for work. The Mississippi River is running dangerously low. Since September, the stretch of the river in Vicksburg, Mississippi, is down 10 feet to its lowest level since 1988. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Patchy fog possible in spots early today, otherwise cloudy. Highs top out near 54 degrees. And then showers develop tonight. Storms also possible well after midnight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 47.
Brand new country. Drink a
freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz.
Fire. hanging off her hips. I sparkle when she smiles. Shine down on the radio dial.
Buried in the rain. 98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Are you at? Girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me, who do you see? When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine, just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Yeah, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me?
Morgan Wallen. Thinking about me at 98Q Country. We're going to Missy in here from the Park Falls Chamber to talk a little bit about the Halloween activities happening this weekend. I thank Barry Luke for coming in from Home Healthy RX. If you want more information about that sweet airflow system, or if you're having basement problems, he's your local guy now to contact right here on 2nd Avenue in Park Falls. Give him a call at 608-222-9050. You can text him too, 608-222-9050 for a little better, healthier house airflow and maybe get rid of some of that things going on in your basement. The things going on in your basement. Oh, we know. It's Halloween. We know. Going on in your basement. We've got, today, yeah, 1 week, well, less than a week until Halloween. Next Tuesday, they'll be knocking on your door looking for stuff. So if you turn that light on, you better have something. Today is National Greasy Food Day today. Is there something else? We know. You got to use that in moderation, the greasy food. Today is World Pasta Day. I was amazed with this app that I use to scan barcodes, and it tells me somewhat accurately, I think, of the nutritional value of the food, that pasta is actually, you know, in moderation, is pretty good for you. You all right with that? Rated pretty high, so... we love the spaghetti. We love the, what else? Mac and cheese. The pasta might be good, but the rest, careful with that. The Texas Rangers, Arizona Diamondbacks, they are in the World Series. Are you excited? Can't say I am. I don't know. I guess I'm a baseball fan, but when my team gets knocked out, I'll watch a game, you know, maybe if there's nothing else, but I'm not going to dedicate 3-4 hours of my day. It might be on in the background. So that'll start on Friday. American Airlines reported a third quarter loss of $545 million. The airlines just can't figure out how to get us places and make money at it. They just can't figure out how to do that. These airlines lose a lot of money, and they're a crucial part of the economy of the United States, of people getting places and people getting here from other countries and stuff. So they haven't quite figured out how to do that and, you know, maybe let... Maybe they are making money. They're just reporting it. Creative accounting, maybe. Could that be a case? 20 minutes past 9 o'clock. We need some sunshine, don't we? Not going to happen probably today. Lots of cloud cover. Mild, though. Temperatures up to about 54 plus today.
Nothing slows my little girl down except the stuffy nose. That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen thermometer to keep your family and colleagues safe. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays, call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Who is a BEX player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, has been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
BEX is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search Player with Heart. BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop on the love jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station.
98Q Country.
To kill your middle finger rear view mirror, supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard.
Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Girl, it's high time, I tell you. No more messing around. Time to lay these cards on the table and just throw it on out. I'm talking you. Same street name, same last name, same everything. It's a real thing, a how feel thing. So I'ma go on and take a swing. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars.
Country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics.
Smith, Creek Will Rise. We'll talk a little Fright Fest with the Park Falls Chamber with Missy in just a little bit here. We've got cross country tomorrow. Phillips at about 9. Shawamigan at 8:30 tomorrow morning as they head off to state cross country this weekend. So that's tomorrow. We're going to do a spooktacular shopping show savings at time to be announced here very soon, we hope. Tomorrow and Monday, they're doing the community conversation for a brighter future for Shawamigan Schools. That's tomorrow from 6 to 9, Monday also from 6 to 9. If you know you're coming, give the school a call at 762-2474. You can walk in. Just they do have daycare available and snacks will be provided there too. So they're going to be doing that at the South Campus tomorrow and again on Monday. Just talking about the future of the Shawamigan Schools. Always good to have a conversation about it and plan for it. Today is International Artist Day. It is Lung Health Day today as my voice is lingering on existence. National Cartoonist Against Crime Day today. National Greasy Food Day. It is National I Care About You Day today. I do. National Merry Music Day. It is Punk for a Day Day. It is Sourus Day, if you like the sour candy. Unity Day, it is World Pasta Day. And it is World Pizza Makers Day today on this 25th of October.
Great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with pure battered parmesan crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers and post recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. 54 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, 47, cloudy. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 47.
If I'm recommending my favorite radio station, it's because not only are they playing great music, but they have DJs on that are connecting to us as listeners.
Red Hot Country. Sounds like this.
I love it and it's great.
98Q Country.
Dropping the needle on a vinyl and crack.
online at 98qcountry.com.
Freedom, I have my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold.
Stars Like Confetti at 98Q Country. Oh, Reality Radio. We've got Missy in here from the Park Falls Chamber. A couple different things to take care of here. Missy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. We're ready for a little Fright Fest on Saturday, right?
I'm excited. We are, everything's in a row for this weekend. So everything starts, like I said, in the newspapers and radio before. Starts at 1 o'clock with the movie, and we're going to, the big items, I guess you could say, is 3 to 6 is the trunk or treat, pumpkin drop. If you want to see that big old pumpkin get all splattered all over the place, we're going to do that at 5:30.
Where are we dropping that from? Right down at the Old Abe Park?
Yep, there? Right in the Old Abe Park. We're, right. So a lot of the activities are just going to be based on downtown Park Falls. So we're going to do 2nd Street and then Division, and then over in Old Abe Park, you know, formerly known as Triangle Park. So there's going to be activities going on over there. Children's Museum, Arts and Crafts, Fire Department's doing their drop. And then we have Odeer Nutrition hosting the room for our little dance afterwards from that 6 to 8. Mm-hmm. And then we have our movie. So we're still looking for individuals and businesses, clubs. If you want to be a trunker, you know, either let me know or show up on Saturday at 2 o'clock downtown.
All right.
With your candy.
All right. Very good. Should be a good day down there.
Yes.
All right. We have a new business to welcome to the Park Falls Chamber, right?
Yes.
All right. What do we got?
So I have with me today is Jake Fremright. So he's been, in the area for more than, brand new. But I was super excited that he kind of branched off and was going to get into some of his own business work. I've seen some of it, and everyone knows Jenny Spaulding, so
Jenny's like, they do.
Yeah, she's like, thanks for saying something, but she's his grunt worker. But they have a new store that's going to be coming, they're working on. So was really excited to get them signed up as new members and, offer them this opportunity to come in.
All right, speak. Jake, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what you've been up to, what you got going on.
Well, I am a full service chimney and fireplace repair.
Okay.
I do cleanings, repairs. I sell fireplaces, wood, gas, electric.
Okay.
So that's what the new store is going to be. That's going to be a fireplace showroom.
All right. So chance for people to talk to someone locally about what they want to do, or maybe they got one that's not working or they're afraid to use it,
right,
or whatever.
Right, right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
If anybody needs a cleaning.
Yeah. And this is something you've been working in this area for a while?
I have been in the Minocqua area for quite a few years.
Okay.
And recently moved over to this area, and this service is very much needed over here.
Yeah. Well, people, of course, like to burn their wood stoves and stuff in outside wood burners, but as far as fireplaces in the house and stuff, wood, gas, or kind of what are people using them for now, basically?
It's mainly people have wood right now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's important to get those inspected and cleaned.
Right, right. Make sure they're lined and all that stuff.
Right. And new houses, you know, wood units and gas fireplaces are coming a long way. So a lot of people are going to gas because they don't want to deal with wood or, you know, an electric. A lot of people are going to electric fireplaces because, you know, they can put them in their bedrooms or their man caves down in their basement or, you know, wherever.
Just kind of a good way to centralize the heat a little bit, right? I know my son, he's away at college. We don't need to heat the whole house. So just a couple of different rooms and you turn on a little fireplace and you're good, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Ambiance.
Yeah, it can be very cost effective. So are you going to have a showroom then located, or where are you looking at?
Yes. It'll be located at 344 Division Street. It'll be the old print and copy building.
Okay. All right. So, good deal. And what are you forecasting to be open? Or?
Yeah, we're shooting for spring for a grand opening.
Okay.
But right now, if we're there, the lights are on, people can come in and, you know, inquire about, you know, whatever they might want.
Sure. Can they check you out on social media at all?
Yep. I am on Facebook.
On Facebook? Under what can they look for?
Fimrite Solutions.
Fimrite?
Yep.
Okay. Fimrite, R-I-G-H-T? Or
Well, you can say it like that. Okay. It's F-I-M-R-E-I-T.
R-E-I-T, Fimrite Solutions.
Yep.
So we're talking about fireplaces, whatever it may be, wood or gas or whatever. If you need something repaired or you're thinking about putting one in, you're the guy, right?
I'm the guy.
You're the guy. Check it out on Facebook, Fimrite Solutions, and look for that storefront right in the old Park Falls print and copy building, downtown Park Falls, coming in the spring.
Yep. I did want to throw in there also that they do have Jake does stonework, so you can kind of see some. He's doing some of the stonework that they do right now inside the store. You'll be able to check that out also on his Facebook page. And then one of the other services that they're offering is they... You know, you gotta have the heat in two different ways. So they do have the tanning bed in there.
Okay.
So Jenny's still got that going on, so you can contact her. But people have been asking, and I want to make sure that everyone knows that, yep, that's still going also.
Bring in the heat.
Bring in the heat all around.
That's the name. That's it. I'm going to be your marketing guy, right? Yeah. Bring in the heat.
Bring in the heat.
All right. Fantastic. We wish you the best with that business, Jake. And so look for that on Facebook, Fimrite Solutions. Got that right?
You got it.
Oh, look at my memory go. All right. Anything else, Missy, you want to talk about?
I think that's about it.
Check out the Halloween stuff, parkfalls.com, the webpage. All right. Thank you. Jenny in the background, thanks for your support. And Jake from Fimrite Solutions here on Reality Radio. Title Town Report coming up next.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filter Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Today, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
After Sunday's loss at Denver, Packers running back Aaron Jones said young players need to learn how to win. Packers rookie tight end Tucker Kraft offered this response.
We lose this game, we watch the film, we come back, but we got to improve something. We got to, I mean, no one has to come out with any supernatural ability. It's just maybe cleaning up practice habits. Maybe, you know, spending an extra 20 minutes, 30 minutes a week watching film. Maybe watching it as a unit alone. Maybe watching it as an offense alone, you know, without the coaches in there. You know, us just being real with each other.
Kraft said Jones' words don't require miracles.
When he says it takes something to grow, it takes something to learn. It doesn't have to be, you know, someone all of a sudden becoming an Avenger. It's just them, you know, winning those extra two or three reps that they couldn't get back the week before.
I'll have more after this.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom. And when they come home,
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes, cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Only a half game separates the Packers and Vikings in the standings, but the two teams appear to be moving in different directions. With the Packers having dropped three straight, wideout Romeo Doubs says this is a big one on Sunday.
Absolutely. It's a divisional opponent. And again, I'm confident in what we got, and I'm sure they are as well. And it just comes down to, you know, who wants it more.
Packers and Vikings at noon on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
That was easy, now it's just water under the bridge. I'm still learning to be human.
Country music, 98Q Country.
Talk to God like you are.